USA Radio News.
If you're behind on hitting the road for the holiday, you may be in luck. The busiest travel days during Thanksgiving week are usually Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday after the holiday. This year, the Federal Aviation Administration expects Tuesday would be the busiest travel day, with roughly 48,000 scheduled flights. Experts say many people will start holiday trips early or return home later than normal because they'll spend a few days working remotely, or at least telling the boss that's what they're doing. There's also still been an influx of border passages this year.
Just ahead of Thanksgiving, a delegation of Republicans led by GOP leader Kevin McCarthy will head to El Paso, Texas to visit the southern border and once again point out how the Biden administration is allowing the invasion of illegal immigrants into the country. And with Title 42 being allowed to go away, the run to the border is expected to exponentially increase to levels never seen in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Massachusetts driver accused of plowing into an Apple store at a consistent high rate of speed told police his foot got caught on the accelerator and he couldn't brake in time to avoid the deadly crash. 53-year-old Bradley Rain made his first appearance in district court where he was ordered to be held in lieu of a $100,000 bond and the judge told him not to drive if he posts bail. He's been charged with felony reckless homicide by motor vehicle and misdemeanor operation of a car, stemming from Monday morning's crash in Hingham, which is about 16 miles southeast of downtown Boston. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
People plan to buy an average of 9 gifts this year compared with 16 last year. According to Deloitte Consulting's 37th annual holiday shopping survey of 5,000 respondents that was taken back in September. Total anticipated spending per household was $1,455, down from $1,463 a year ago. People in the survey said they also planned to spend less time shopping than they did last year. It could be what you call a Thanksgiving miracle.
An Oregon couple is celebrating twins that are likely to be the longest frozen embryos to result in a live birth. When Rachel Ridgway gave birth on Halloween, her healthy twins came courtesy of embryos donated 30 years ago. Parents Rachel and Philip used a faith-based National Embryo Donation Center to help grow their family of four other children, all born by natural conception. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Bitcoin on Tuesday hit a two-year low as the cryptocurrency market takes a bruising following the collapse of major exchange FTX. The cryptocurrency market has lost more than $1.4 trillion in value this year as the industry's been plagued with problems from failed projects to a liquidity crunch. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.